The next item is also requires action. This is the trial court's resource assessment study, the model interim complex civil case weight. You'll recall we've had a previous discussion about how much to weigh complex civil. And for this presentation, let me find my notes. We welcome back Ms. Kim Turner and also Ms. Deanna Farrell, Office of Court Research.
Good afternoon, Chief and Council members. It's nice to be back in this chamber. I'm here today on behalf of Judge Lorna Alksney, who could not make it today. She's the chair of the Workload Assessment Advisory Committee. And I'm here to talk about the complex civil case weights. So as you know, at your April meeting, the council approved a trial court budget advisory committee recommendation to eliminate the IMF funding that's been going for many years to the complex civil litigation pilot programs. The council also approved a companion recommendation to request that the Workload Advisory Committee develop a separate interim RAS case weight for complex civil cases, which had previously been rolled into the unlimited civil category as a means of continuing to support the enhanced processing of those kinds of cases. So today we are here to request that the council approve a recommendation to establish an interim case weight of 2,271 minutes for complex civil cases for the fiscal year 15-16 budget allocations. And then we ask also that you be willing to reconsider and revisit the interim case weight next spring once we have done an updated RAS study and have new information and data that will better inform whether that case weight needs to be adjusted. So that would be revisited for 16-17 budget allocations. So the proposed interim case weights represent the best estimate that the Office of Court Research was able to pull together on very short notice, and we are extremely grateful for the amount of time and effort they put into putting something together for us. We tried to make this case weight as data-driven as possible, and to develop the case weight, OCR actually contacted the 10 courts that have the highest volume of complex civil cases to do sort of a modified Delphi study, for lack of a better word, a focus group to find out what the additional activities are, what kinds of additional time and care has to go into the monitoring and management of these cases. And based on the information they derived from those conversations, the anecdotal information, they've made some adjustments, which you will find, I think, in attachment B of the report that we attached. So you'll see where we started with the unlimited civil case weight and then where adjustments were made to increase those the number of minutes or moments that it takes to process those cases. So that work was done, and that's how the 2,271-minute value was derived. So the Workload Assessment Advisory Committee is proposing that the interim case weight be revisited, as I've already said, in 16-17. And the RAS model will be updated then, as it's going to be updated through the study that's going to start this fall. At that time, Workload Advisory Committee, Assessment Advisory Committee, will determine a long-term solution for measuring this workload, because these cases are not separately identified from other unlimited cases, so we need to come up with a method of capturing and segregating those cases so that they get the appropriate weight. So the updated RAS model that we're proposing today increases the number of FTEs in our RAS model by 43 positions, affecting 12 courts. It would get increased number of positions. And that's outlined for you in attachment C. Because there isn't additional funding available in the workload model to create 12 or 43 new positions, the allocations for each trial court will be adjusted to absorb these additional positions in the funding model. So Deanna Farrell is here with me, and she's available to walk through the analysis. If you want any additional information, she's the technical wizard. I'm simply the pretty face here at the table.
Well, welcome. Thank you.
No competition.
Are there any questions? We're happy to answer them. I was expecting a tough crowd after the last presentation. So
they're exhausted.
Second.
Judge Soe has moved. I saw Jim Fox second. And Mary Beth Todd, questions?
No, I don't have a question. I would like to make a comment.
Please.
With respect. I do want to, as a member of WAC, and, you know, as you recall, the council charged WAC to take this action, and it was the result of the loss of IMF funding to support the complex litigation programs. And at the time, if you recall, there was quite a bit of debate, and I just want to reiterate, while I agree with the methodology that was used, I think they did the best that they could given the circumstances and the fact that they had not collected this data. I do want to just caution that I personally was uncomfortable with basically taking something out of context and messing with RAS. And I hope that in the future we will remember that, you know, the integrity of that model is only as good as the data we collect. And when we start trying to manipulate it for very specific purposes, I think it starts to undermine the entire program. And while I think in the end the result here is fine, I think it didn't throw anything way out of whack. I just caution that in the future we do need to think long and hard before we quickly start to modify just little small aspects of that program. And I just had to
say
that.
So, Mary Beth, I completely agree with you. And, in fact, Dina and I were talking about that before we came up here today, that, you know, we have to be very careful when we're using an arithmetically, you know, vetted model, that we don't tinker with it too much on the fly as we had to do in this case. Had it not been for the painful decision that the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee had to make with respect to this civil pilot project that had been in place for probably 13 or 14 years, we would probably have taken a more, you know, reasoned, cautious, slower, methodical, deliberative approach. But I really do want to, again, applaud the efforts of OCR, who just jumped on this when we asked them to give us some way to kind of calculate this information and make sure that we could fold it into the model until the next RAS study, which is, as you know, right around the corner. So, but your point is very well taken.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions before I call for the vote? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We look forward to, well, thank you for the hard work, and it's complex. And also, we look forward to the results of the study. Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, that concludes our agenda items for today, but as you know, we have a closed session. And so at this point, we will stand in recess for approximately 10 minutes, return at 3:35 to begin our closed session. Thank you.